Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this October the 7th on the West Coast, now October the 8th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome all those listening in from around the world on Wind Talkers Radio Network. Tonight, I know you are because of tonight's guest. He's a former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. He's also an electronic engineer, dabbled for real in real estate some years ago, and hosts his own radio show on both Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com. A Marine's Disquisition, the host tonight, and also the the webmaster, researcher extraordinaire at amd.elequity.com, Drew Malone Reigns III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Boy, I want to tell you, that was fast. Normally, I have to wait for a big, long introduction of what's going on out there.
Well, I'm going to play a song for you. I have a song you probably haven't heard for a long time. And I feel like because of what you and I are going to discuss tonight, it's worth playing this because this song, which came out in the 1970s, was a very popular hit, and the words still apply today. So rather than to go into depressing news, I thought I'd share a song with you, if that's all right.
No, that's fine. I mean, I love songs, especially from the Carpenters. If that's, but I don't know what you're going to play.
Well, this was not exactly the Carpenters, but they were a group from New York, and I'll see if you can tell who this is. How about I just play it?
Oh, that's a deal. I can go for that.
All right, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to listen to a jam for a minute.
Somebody that just loves to learn and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and bound. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Family affair.
recognize that group, Drew?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
a family.
You wanted me to answer it. Oh, I didn't realize that. No, I remember the song. I remember it big time.
It seems to me like, you know, all the world's problems are a family affair, aren't they? In reality.
Right. Big time.
And it doesn't matter what situation you're talking about. If you want to talk about all the corruption, it's a family affair. It's all in the family. You know, the bloodlines, all of this. Buddy stuff, old time, old school, good old boys, taking care of each other at the expense of everybody else. In a nutshell, that's what it is. That's without getting political. You see this in a lot of towns down south, but you see this up north too. You know, the Northerners 100 years ago, 150 years ago, talked about the Southerners, and the Southerners had opinions about the Northerners, the carpetbaggers. And we just got all the carpetbagging is going on in envelopes, brown bags, and computers. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We've got international corruption, the financial world, and some things that we've been talking about, actually, outside of that realm, you know, the dirty politics and the corruption in the banks and the business and the pharmaceutical companies, the oil companies, on and on. We've been saying for a few years on this show and on your show, people are going to start seeing things in the sky. While they had everybody looking down at the ground, all kinds of stuff was developing out in space and out in our upper atmosphere. And there's quite a bit of news coming out, which was predicted, by the way, by many people who have been studying this, that this was going to be something that we were going to have to deal with, regardless of what the government tells, what lies they tell us. The reality is going to be so obvious that they're going to have to admit to it. And they've been running from that ever since, haven't they?
That's right. Exactly, and lying to the American people.
And but adjust your mic if you can, because I can barely hear you there, Drew.
Right. What's that? I'm sorry. I didn't realize the mic had bopped away from me. I mean, you know, when you're using used equipment or old equipment, you have to sometimes it kind of drifts away. You don't pay attention.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. You're 100%. And they're lying to the American people. And we as Americans are being told too many darn secrets. The American people just need to wake up and start standing up for truth and get away from all of these lies and secrets. Because the other nations of the world, Don, they know what the secrets are. The only people who don't know what the secrets are the American people. I mean, quite honestly, the people in Mexico know more about what's going on the international intergalactic measures than we in America do.
That's right. Yep, that's right. And now we have some recent stories coming out of China too.
Oh. That was one of the things I really wanted to talk about, because I've had a number of military men around Southeast Asia specifically. They're just flabbergasted. The American people are not being told about all of these intergalactical aircraft that have actually, in one specific location, even the ABC in the United States actually did put it on their video feed for their news, but on the television and the news feeds that go out to the massive CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, none of them replayed squat. And we're talking about this should have been on every television station in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about an intergalactical spacecraft that was at least five times five times the size of a standard football field. And ladies and gentlemen, a standard football field is not 100 yards long. There's another 20 yards in each end zone, or 10 yards in each end zone. That's another 120 yards. And then you've got 20 yards on each end of a football field for the stadium. So you've got well over 160 yards in a football field, and this sucker was at least five times that, or bottom line, a little over three-quarters of a mile long. And the Chinese, everybody in China, ladies and gentlemen, everybody in China that owns a television saw photographs of this aircraft because it closed down the second largest airport in China from daylight to dark over 13 hours. And we're not talking about the sun's up in the air. We're talking about from the time that we have morning dusk where the sky is blue and there's no sun in the air, but it's still blue out there, and you can actually see that it's becoming sunlight, or the daytime is beginning, all the way up until the time the sun sets and you're still looking in the sky and it's still blue and you can still see down the yard, down the street without traffic lights on your car. Over 13 hours. And yet, this major event in the history of man is not reported on CNN, headline news, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS.
Yeah, now.
What's wrong with America, Don? What has really happened to the quote, free press that our founding fathers set up? I can literally see Benjamin Franklin turning over in his grave.
Yeah, you know what you're talking about is just propaganda. I mean, you know, there's a handful of families that own the press, the hard copy press, and they're not going to put the truth out. They've got way, way too much explaining to do in that regard. They won't bring that out. They're allowing us to bring it out. Now, I can tell you something. This event that you're mentioning in China has been occurring over a period of time. This isn't something just in the last couple of days. The information leaked out, but I can tell you that I was aware of this for several months, and that there was a specific request made by the Chinese for some help, and they got the help, and they reciprocated on something else. And part of the conditions for their reciprocation was that they had permission to film the United Galactic Federation. Take that to the bank. Where do you think the film came from? Okay.
That's me. I mean, I didn't print the stages in the background.
No, but you understand. Just think it through, okay?
Yeah.
I'm telling you that they met because they have a severe problem. They want to feed their people. Unlike what's happening here. Okay? They want their country to be strong. Unlike what we're being told in the media. You see, it's the same media lying to us about those things that lies to us about the world political situation, the world economic situation. And there's a IMF meeting coming up. I think it's going to be in Switzerland. And there's some things that have to go down internationally now. That you don't hear the media talk about that either.
Right.
you had Bob Chapman on today. Share with our listeners, if you would, a little bit of what he had to say. If you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. I really don't. I just wanted to go over here to some of the notes that I was taking here that I kept on the internet. We had, ladies and gentlemen, every Thursday, I bring on Mr. Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. That's the, T-H-E, International Forecaster, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R. And today, we specifically had, and I need to let you know right up front, this is the number one show on International Wind Talkers Radio Network, on heard live on 183, all members. Matter of fact, all 183 members of Wind Talkers Radio Network play this show live, regardless of what time it is in their country. And then they play the show again at least two more times in the, within the next 24 hours. Matter of fact, there's probably one out there that's going to be playing the show as soon as this show is over with. And I want you to know that it's the number one show on Blog Talk Radio as well. And with that said, we talked about finances, about how you protect your finances. And today we discussed things like the fact that last month there were four, just because this is already October and it's the first week of October, Mr. Chapman made comments about the jobless claims, new jobless claims of 445,000 Americans. These are your neighbors around the country. You take 50 states, ladies and gentlemen. 1,000 jobs per state is 50,000. 10,000 jobs per state is 500,000. 10,000 jobs average per state. That's equal to what the new jobless claims were. And Mr. Chapman discussed that is that's just the tip of the iceberg. And we also discussed the International Monetary Fund on the that is attempting to punish China over China's valuation of their currency. And China's not, they're telling the EU and they're telling the United States, go stuff it. They're not going to allow the United States and the EU, the European Union, to pressure them. And they stood up and basically told the EU and the United States that any pressure by them would bring on not only disaster in China, that it would reciprocate around the world.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt that we have a corrupt financial system here, and it's mirrored in Europe with the European Union.
Correct.
And they're going to try to make themselves look good by blaming all this on China. These systems, these fiat systems and usury credit systems are destroying all the countries underneath them. And they'll never admit to that lie that they tell us, oh, they're prospering now and the stock market's doing well. This is all artificial. It's all manipulation. And I'm sure Mr. Chapman mentioned that, too.
And, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rothschilds. This is the Rothschild, and it's been going on not last week, but for years, hundreds of years. And I want you to know, guys and ladies, that you're a slave to this financial fiat system here in the United States, big time. And all you got to do is just look at what your dollar, paper dollar, bought you 20 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. in your lifetime. Those of you that are over 50, go back to the time you were 10 years old. Hypothetically, let's say you were born in 1955. I'm sure that if you were born from 1958 to 1945, you can readily remember a Three Musketeer bar that was sold in a grocery store and advertised on the Idiot Box television.
5 cents.
That it was 5 cents, and it was the biggest candy bar out there, and for 5 cents you could divide it between you and your buddy. And each of you could have a candy bar for a nickel. And Snickers was not the number one candy bar on the market around, depending on where you lived in the United States. Valo Milk, V-A-L-L-O-M-I-L-K, was the number one candy bar in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Mars was with the almonds. Was the number one candy bar in New York City.
Like Almond Joy, you mean?
In Almond Joy. Almonds or mounds. One's with almonds,
yeah.
And one with mound, with just coconut.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the top candy bars in the South, depending on which state you were in. And they cost a nickel. Even Snickers cost a nickel. And it was an 8-ounce candy bar for a nickel.
Yeah.
Coca-Colas were 5 cents or 6 cents in a Coke machine at the service station, where two men would run out and one would pump gas and one would check the oil and the transmission fluid and wash the window for free. And gasoline was 28 cents a gallon. And you think about that, ladies and gentlemen, and now your wife has to go out and pump her own gas, and it's $2.55. Now, you take a $50, you take a $20 gold piece from the same time frame of 1955, you can still get well over the value of a $20 gold piece in 1955 today with what that $20 gold piece bought you in 1955. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, $20 in gold in 1955 is the equivalent of $1,400 today. Think about it. Think about the fact that my grandmother advised me when she was a girl, a little girl, in 1908. She was born in 1902. When she was a little girl in 1908, she would go to the grocery store with her daddy, and for a dollar, her daddy could buy 50 pounds of sugar in cloth sacks and 50 pounds of flour and 50 pounds of cornmeal, along with a bushel of peaches, and still have chains. And the cloth bags, Granny would tell me that the cloth bags were made into dresses for her and her sisters. Today, how many of you ever even seen a cloth bag that held flour? Can you even afford to buy 50 pounds of flour with all the economy the way? A $10,000 home in 1950 is worth $500,000 or more today. So, Don, when you talk about fiat money, I come from a family of Louisianians that know what fiat money is big time.
Oh, yeah. And then you look at the price of a candy bar today, it's 20 times at least what it was back then. And the candy bar is half the size it was.
And it's got fructose in it, not sugar, not real digestible 100% sugar. It has corn syrup or fruit toast, and you cannot digest fruit toast. And ladies and gentlemen, the big pharmaceuticals are paying lobbyists out there to force corn syrup on you and fructose on you, and yet the medical research universities such as UCLA, the University of Minnesota, Tulane, MIT Medical Division, CIT, California Institute of Technology Medical Division, Florida State, Texas A&M, Iowa State University, Kansas State University, all of these universities, and probably a lot more, fell in line to reciprocate what the University of Delaware came out and proved: fructose, the number one ingredient in your Cokes, sodas, all of your beverages that come in a can or a bottle manufactured in the United States, number one ingredient, cannot be digested by the body, stores fat on your hips, your thighs, and your belly, and fructose is a cause of lymphomatic cancer. I can't remember the full name. Cancer. But do you hear the mainstream media report it? Don, Americans are being lied to and told that, oh, well, this is good for you. GMO foods, genetically modified foods are good for you. No.
No, it's to keep us sick so the pharmaceutical cartel can make more money. Everything connected to it, you know.
There's no profit in pharmaceuticals unless they can keep you sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they want to do away with master herbalists and herbs, God's real remedies.
Yeah. Well, it's all for money. And, you know, when we talk about money systems, the gold system, if it was honest, would be an answer. Gold and silver or any tangible metal would be something of value. I have to use an analogy here and tell you that the United Galactic Federation has a financial system. Theirs is a cashless system. Now they're talking about doing that here. But the way they do that here is to hide the corruption and to keep their foot on our heads, pressed to the ground. And the reason the system of a cashless society works in the Federation is because there is a true value to the work, and it's paid in a currency. Even though it's a cashless system, no one is without. It's based upon Christian principles and the Creator's laws about abundance and prosperity. It has integrity, and they wouldn't think of stealing money. They wouldn't think of conniving Ponzi schemes and all kinds of scams to hoodwink the people and steal their money. The society operates perfectly that way. Where they encounter problems is when they deal with planet Earth. You know, I mean, there are problems in other places as well, because the same characters are interfering there that are interfering with the affairs here. And I will be doing an upcoming show on that. There's a lot of information that I have to gather to describe this, but that certainly would be a solution that would put us right in line with those that make it work. They don't have illness and poverty like we have. And their medical care is very efficient and it's reliable. When they heal you, they don't heal you under the condition that you come down with 20 more diseases down the road. Or they're not into masking the symptoms. They're about healing. Their technology is 1,000 years ahead of us. And it's creative, it's constructive. And it adds to their prosperity because they adhere to universal laws. But I thought you would find that interesting, Drew.
I didn't. And this is where I get, I move on. I'd like to move on and go or acquiesce and get back to the UFOs that we're seeing, because it rhymes with all of the poisons that we're being told that we're supposed to accept. And the greed that we're having, it's like you purchase a product, and I know you don't have Windows, so I can relate to this to you and you, but your listeners, 80%, 90% of the people, 80 to 90% of the people that are in alternative radio have utilized Windows. And the Windows operating system has got this program out there about the Windows activation program. Well, you buy their software, you should be able to do with that software whatever you darn well please. If you've got 10 computers in your house, you should be able to load it on 10 computers in your house. It's your personal property. But no, Windows corporate says, no, you can only put it on one machine. It costs $100 or $189 or $275, depending on which one you're looking at, from Windows 7 all the way back to Windows XP. This is called greed and control and limitations of your own personal property. You buy a refrigerator. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have to register your refrigerator every year with the government? Because it's your property. Then if you don't have to do it for your refrigerator, and you don't have to do it for your love seat or your television or your stereo system, why do you have to do it for your car?
Oh, but they want you to register your toilet.
And guys, if you think that's funny, Don's not saying, he's not putting it out there to be funny.
It is funny, but you know.
But you're not putting it out there to be funny. It's funny, but you're not putting it out there to be funny because in certain places in the United States, you have to register your toilet, and if you've got a 3-gallon toilet or a 5-gallon toilet.
Or a 1-gallon toilet. They actually have those, too.
And you should be able to flush your toilet with a 1-gallon flush of water. And those of you that have tried it, I guarantee you, it don't work. It may work in the very first time you use it or second, but it about 85% of the time, it don't work.
Let me tell you, Drew, a gallon of water barely flushes a sneeze. So, you know, use your imagination there.
So, I work with people in helping them. I've got another pet peeve out there. Big time pet peeve. This is, and those of you in the military, this is going to make a lot of you guys mad. But I'm going to tell you, I don't care. I personally feel that your wife, and in today's military world, the husbands of women that serve in the military, if that spouse marries you and you remain in the military and they give you support for 20 years while you're in the military and you retire from the military, with over 20 years of service, 19 years and 6 months, you retire, you get 50% of your monthly wage. If you stay in for 30 years, you get 75% of your salary. If you stay 40 years, you get 100%. So those of you that are that join the military at 18 years old and you stay in until you're 58 years old, you can retire on 100% of your salary. But 99% of men and women that serve in the military usually retire between 19 years and 6 months and 25 years maximum. I mean, they that last 4 or 5 years they stay in at that 20 to 24 years, that's usually to get a luscious base where close to where they want to remain the rest of their life. So they can move there, and they get free moving expenses to get to that location. But your spouse, if that spouse stays with you for 20 years, she should get, and I personally feel she's entitled to 1/3 minimum of your retirement. But the fraud that I'm uncovering out here is I'm finding military men, especially in the Air Force, 9 out of 10 investigations into the Air Force military men that have 19 years, 6 months to 23 years and 6 months, retire and divorce. They literally... Those that get divorced in that period of time will divorce their wife of 20 years or more than 20 years in many cases and go off and marry somebody from the Philippines or Southeast Asia that's half their age or more. And these guys are like 38 to 45. And they're marrying girls 18 to 22 and discarding their American wife that's been with them, that in 99% of the cases had at least one child. And yet she's discarded, and the fraud comes in, especially in the Air Force. They go and get a divorce lawyer, and the divorce lawyer very succinctly gets the woman to sign the divorce proceedings, not knowing that she's signing away her rights to a percentage of his salary and the right to have a military ID, to shop on a military base and take the benefits of a spouse, even though they're divorced, and she loses her CHAMPUS, that's insurance for those of you in the civilian world. But slowly but surely, I haven't found the advocate group that's helping these women. I just learned that there was an advocate group out there that's helping these women overcome this fraud that's being perpetuated by military men. I found a number of cases where military women have been shafted by their husbands that were not military in a divorce proceedings. But it goes to the same thing. It's this gender bias by men over women. It's got me so mad, Don. I'm fit to be tied. I'm fed up with this fraud against women, especially women that's been married to a military man, or a man that's been married to a military woman is trying to take advantage of her. And the women are being discarded out there like they... Now, okay, well, you gave 20 years of your life or 23 years of your life into my career, but now that we've done that 20 years and you've raised our children and they're now 18 to 20 years old and they're off to college, your last week's newspaper. I want this little bitty girl from the Philippines that's 5'2" to 5'5", that weighs 100 pounds, and dark complected, and will run and jump and grab my beer and cook my meals. And if I want to have a little nookie in the morning at 8 o'clock, and again at noon, and again at night before we go bowling, she's ready to do it. I'm fed up with this BS by the military men who are trashing their wives. I don't know where to start. Don't know where I'm going to get the help. But I'm going to get into this, Don. I'm going to get out of here into your rabbit hole, and I'm going to grab a drag line, and I'm going to find out something, and I'm going to push some of these congressmen out here and these senators, and I'm going to do everything I can. I'm not married. It doesn't affect me personally. Why am I getting involved? Because I'm tired of women getting shafted in this so-called man's world.
Well, you mentioned talking to congressmen. Let me point out what they're doing, so you can sort of gauge how you might have to approach them.
How much fraud do you want me to bring up with this?
Yeah, have a listen to this. This isn't too long here. The Social Security Administration is funding $24 million for new electronic medical records processing for our congressmen and senators. They are obtaining these funds, and this is a direct quote from the Social Security website. This money will be coming from the savings to be generated from withholding cost of living increases for 2010 and 2011 in Social Security benefits for the elderly, and a $2 increase on all Medicare prescription benefit copay. So they're going to make us pay for it, okay? But those who've already paid into the Social Security system are going to pay $24 million for 535 people to have their medical records processed. In addition to that, they gave themselves another 3% salary increase. I think the average salary for a congressman or senator who's not listening, none of whom are listening to their constituents, is this is crazy. It's outright thievery is what it is.
It's theft and fraud, because they, meaning Congress and the Senate, do not even pay a nickel into the Social Security Fund.
See, now in November.
Most Americans don't know that. They don't pay. Congressmen and senators do not pay one dime into Social Security.
Yes. 435 of the congressmen are all standing for re-election this November. They can all be voted out of office. Every single one of them. And one-third of the Senate, that's 33 of them, are standing for re-election. All we have to do is vote them out, put in anyone you can who is not joined at the hip with these lobbying groups and these corrupt political organizations, and you'll get rid of the problems quickly. You can say, well, they have to know something. No, they don't. They only need to recognize the fact that they're there to represent us. We're not representing them. They've got the whole thing turned backwards and upside down. Simple. Your comments, Drew.
No, I got a fire ant pit. I'm going to bury them all in it.
Fire ants are nasty little buggers, aren't they?
Yeah. And hey, you know, as bad as bed bugs are, you know, let's pack up all the bed bugs out of New York City and send them down to Congress and just throw them in there to the congressional hearing meeting.
Yep. And a few fire ants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, put the fire ants in. I mean, big time. Fire ants, they need food just like anybody else.
So, now, is it any wonder that the games that they're playing, you know, with the Veterans Administration and all the different benefits that are owed to those that served in the military?
Would you repeat that, please?
I was saying, is it any surprise that this is going on and that the people in the military are having trouble getting their money on time when it's all being stolen by those in the Congress?
Well, it's no surprise to me because Congress and the United States Senate voted for their COLA, cost of living allowance, ladies and gentlemen. Congress voted for their COLA, which is 9.5%. They voted for their pay raise. They voted for the United States Supreme Court pay raise on COLA, and the president and the vice president and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the cabinet members. But for the military, no pay raise. For you that are on Social Security out there, no pay raise, no COLA increase. 2 years in a row. But they'll pay, they themselves have gotten a pay raise. That's not the intent of our founding fathers, Don. Our founding fathers wanted you to serve in Congress not for pay, but to your service to the country, to pay back the fact that you lived in a free society with liberty, not freedom, with a license, with liberty, responsibility. Those of you that think there's not something wrong, take a good hard look at the United States Code, the laws of the United States, i.e. referred to as USC, United States Code. And you look at the United States Code in 1896, it was one book. One book in 1896. Those of you that know what Noah's, Webster's Dictionary look like, we're talking about that big, humongous one. Those of you that went to the library and saw when you were in high school, it weighed a ton. Big book. That usually every high school in America had one Webster's Dictionary with every word that was spoken in the English language. And it was on that center shelf all by itself. And it was probably about 18 inches thick. And little bitty print, like somewhere in the neighborhood of type 6, if you're utilizing Microsoft Office, with pictures of prominent individuals, such as the Queen of England, pictures of all the presidents up until the date that Webster Dictionary was put together, black and white. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, today, the United States Code is 178 volumes. The four volumes for the automobile laws are thicker than the United States Code of 1896. Fraud, spelt with a capital D for dysentery, has been shoved down the American people's throat for 114 years. Under the guise that we have to have a uniform code for everybody. And all it's done is to enslave the people, Don, with a license. And no one is so helplessly enslaved than those that think they're free.
Yeah.
They have to have a license.
Let's go back to the topic that we were discussing here. 575 different planets joined in a federation of cooperation with each other. How is that they get to work together without problems amongst themselves?
And that goes right with what we're talking about,
yeah.
What I'm talking about.
One planet can't solve its own
problems.
How many
problems. Nations? 500 and how many nations?
575.
International Galactical Federations, and they can work together on basic laws of the Ten Commandments, and we can't?
Mm-hmm. Well, these are planets, not just countries or nations. These are planets.
I understand. I said planets. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. They can work on what God gave us with the rules of how to do unto others. You want to be done unto yourself. The laws of homosexuality are illegal. It's not nature's God. The laws of immorality as being an adulterer and murder. Don, the book on murder in the United States Code is over 360 pages, less than 400 pages on murder. Complete with chapters on the defense for murder.
And they got four books on cars.
They got four volumes.
Yeah.
One volume on automobile law is five times thicker than the laws on murder. And you talk about 575 planets in the International Galactic Federation. I want to stand and salute every one of those worlds. That tells me that they've overcome the bias, lies, and selfish greed that we have on this planet.
And they all happen to be Christians, by the way.
I believe that Earth is a prison colony. I really do.
Yeah, a demonic one at that.
And it's become very demonic. And through time, periodically, there's been a system of people, a group of people, that have risen up to fight these demons and successfully have done so, but have turned around and lost their morality. In their Christian belief. Roman Empire. It fell amongst its own self. The original tribe of Israelites. Ladies and gentlemen, the tribe spelt with an S of Israelites. Do you know that there is a difference between the tribes of Israelites and Judah's? Are Jews? And do you not know that the Khazars were a demonic tribe that the tribe of Judah fought and conquered? And the tribe of Judah was infiltrated by the Khazars, and those of us like Don Nikoloff, we talk about the Khazar Jews. And that's just one tribe of the tribe of Israelites. Many of you have no idea about your own tribe, where you're from. Are you from the tribe of Dan? Are you the tribe of Manasseh? Or Levi? Think about it. You're lied to. And who set up this land that we call Israel? It was set up in the 1918 by the governments of Great Britain and the British powers that won World War I, including the United States, Don.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the treaty right in front of me. I can dig it up. Anybody that's really interested in the treaty, I do have a copy of it in a PDF file. Send me an email to Drew Raines, DrewRaines, that's DrewRaines, at yahoo.com. I will send you a copy of the forming of what is modern-day Israel in 1918 under a treaty. And it wasn't created until 1948. And it was done so by stealing land from the Palestinians. And you think that Israel is a godly country? Not in your wildest dreams. And I'm sick and tired of Don. I'm sick and tired of people not knowing the truth. I really am. I'm like, I feel as like that woman that came from Montana that had had enough. She was fed up. She comes running into the museum in Loveland, Colorado, with her crowbar and bangs on plexiglass and finally breaks it on the fourth bang on the plexiglass and gets inside the plexiglass enclosure and tears up this mosaic that depicts the blasphemy of homosexuality on Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Yeshua the Christ.
Yeah, you sent me that email. I think that was in your... Well, that was separate from your News and Views.
I sent it to you separately from the News and Views.
Yeah. What a story. That depravity is allowed to exist in a probably a taxpayer sponsored museum at that. And then God is taken
for little kids to see.
Yes. And God,
We're talking about children, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old. They can literally walk into the library unescorted by mom and dad and could literally walk up and see this vulgar blasphemy. I'm sorry, Don. That's how mad I was. And I sat down and prayed and got on my hands and knees and prayed for something to be done. I didn't know what God was planning. I didn't know that he had found his warrior out there in this 58-year-old woman from Montana. But you got to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. There were two armed guards on the front of this building, of the library. There were two more guards inside the library, not around that particular piece. But you know that God had to blind these people because she walked in the library with the crowbar. I'm talking about a crowbar that was as big as she is, 5 foot. And she swung that crowbar on that plexiglass enclosure four times before the plexiglass broke. Now, plexiglass is plastic. But I think God's hand was there. She was able to break it. She was able to get inside the enclosure, get a halt of this vulgar blasphemy, and rip it to shreds, tear it up. I called the sheriff department 8 o'clock this morning. where do I make my $5 donation for this lady's defense? And the sheriff's dispatch operator hung the phone up on me.
You hit a nerve there.
I hit a nerve. That's what that. There's a problem out here. We've got people running for sheriff and sheriff deputy positions around the United States that believe in the Constitution. Many of them are running on tickets as independents. Don, I wonder if anybody is going to have the guts to get out there and vote in enough positions, in enough magnitude to vote these independents in and vote all these jerks out of office. I hope and pray that the 67% of Americans that are registered to vote that did not vote in the last presidential election or the presidential election of before that or the presidential election before that, and you just keep on backing up. But the further you go back from the year 2000, the escalation goes higher than 67% of registered age voters in America.
You know, this switch to the electronic voting machines, was there a vote on that? You know? What did we vote to have those machines? And you remember the clip I played last week about the corruption, how easy it is to fix an election. Straight from the horse's mouth, from the guy that was solicited by a South Florida county to write some software that would swing the vote in favor of who they wanted as a candidate to win. Predetermined winner. Didn't matter how you voted, the vote got switched if it was not favorable to their cause. Admitted in court and described in great detail. Yet is anyone up in arms about the method that they plan to use in this election?
Not enough.
Now, you know, I'm saying I hear your message, Drew, but we still have that issue to deal with.
Not enough.
We have
not
that.
Not enough people have got the guts to do it. I've got a clip that's going to be on my News and Views tomorrow. An audio clip.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to play it on this show because it's got some vulgarity in it. But I'm actually rooting and cheering on this lady in the United Kingdom doing a live television show with a live audience, and she very politely asked the audience to calm down and be quiet, so she can give out the results of some kind of a voting. I'm assuming that it's some kind of talent contest. And people in the audience, they ignore. Literally ignore, and the volume of the audience even gets louder. And she turns to the audience and she screams at them. Shut blank up. And I want to kiss this girl because that's what's wrong. We've got too many people out there that aren't paying attention to respect, the word respect. And if you can't respect others and you have no morals for others, how can you expect to get any respect back from people like Don Nikoloff or Dr. A. True Ott or Dr. Michael Castle? or Mike, what's Mike's last name?
Oh, Michael Anthony.
Michael Anthony. And how in the world can you possibly think about getting respect from a dumb Marine? And I'm not dumb. I'm facetious, and I say I am.
Well, who's the dumb Marine you're talking about? No, I'm just kidding.
You know, I look at it like, you know, people think all Marines are dumb. I'm sitting here with a master's degree. I'm not dumb. But I'm dumb enough. But I'm not stupid. And I do everything I can, Don, to bring the truth. I can bring the truth to the page. I can promote it. I can send the 4,000 emails out every day to get the truth out there. But I cannot make the people read it, nor can I make them absorb what's there, nor can I make them drink water.
It's pretty bad when they can't even control the audience in a studio situation, you know, like you described. And that's in England. That's not even talking about the craziness that goes on in this country.
The craziness that goes on in this country, senators voting against the people, demanding that we don't want this cap and trade. We don't want Obamacare. I don't care what you think. I'm your senator. I'll vote my way, and you will have cap and trade, and you will have Obamacare. And the same comes out of Nazi Pelosi and the other congressmen out there. Only a handful full of congressmen said no to Obamacare. Now's the time to get out there and get involved and say, you voted for Obamacare? Fine. Have a nice day. You're not going to be in Congress anymore. Period. I don't care. This idea that Nazi Pelosi can get out there and say that and chastise Obama, that's all ploy to get reelected. This two-faced liar.
Oh, remember what she said? Let's pass this first, and then so the people can read what it's about.
Let's pass this so the people can read it and find out what it actually says. They'll be happy. Yeah, I remember it. I got that. I've got that in the news and views. I don't know where we go to here, other than the fact that I know it's getting close to sign off.
Yeah, we're at that point. Drew, give your website out again, if you would, and particulars on the show, on your show.
My name is Drew Malone Raines III. I am a decorated United States Marine from Vietnam era. Okay, I have the Combat Action Ribbon from Frequent Wind and from serving in Cambodia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to tell you that I'm any better than you. I put my pants on just like you do. My website is to disseminate the news that I find that's not readily available and printed out in mass. The website is the three W's, AMD, that's Alpha Michael Delta, dot, Echo Lima, the word equity, .com. It's embedded on the University of Australia website in Brisbane. Why? Because it's never been able to be taken down. It's one of the safest websites in the world, and Megan Love is my webmaster, and she does one hellacious job on keeping that up. We've been on that site for over 6 years. And it's had some problems, got to admit. It's had some problems of logging into the site. But it's being attacked. It's being attacked as we speak. I send the news. I post the news and views there. You can go to it every morning at 9 a.m. East Coast time, it's updated. Many times a lot, you know, it's many times it's updated by 7 a.m. East Coast time. And for those of you in Yorba Linda, that's 5 o'clock in the morning when the rooster's crowing and the milkman is trying to deliver that little milk in the paper carton from Harmel Dairy.
Actually, that's 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
No, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, you're right. 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's my website, the 3 W's, amd.elequity.com. You want to listen to my radio show? Find the Wind Talker Radio Network. There's a bunch of them, 183 stations. If you're lazy and you want to find it fast, go to Blog Talk Radio and just type my name in it, Drew Raines. If you want to do it another way, you can go to my website, amd.elequity.com, and click on that particular day for the that itemizes who's on the air, and the show will come up. Or you can just go to your search engine and type Drew Malone Raines, Drew, D-R-E-W, Malone, M-A-L-O-N-E, Raines. You will find that I've got 192,000 hits on my name. I'm not well liked by the New World Order. Don, I appreciate you bringing on the show. We'll see you on my show. And ladies and gentlemen, Don Nikoloff is on my show. He's a guest in perpetual every Monday for 2 hours. And we like it that way because it gives him an opportunity to talk. It gives me an opportunity to drink water, sit back, and relax. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Drew.
To all my Marines around the world, Semper Fi.
Been a pleasure having you on the show, and you are my regular Thursday night guest, so I wish you a great rest of the week, a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you back here next Thursday.
Fantastic. I'd like to do a little promotion for tomorrow's show. Dr. Gay Larned is going to be on the show tomorrow talking about an update on the PTSD program that she's attempting to bring forth and being shot down by the VA. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how people can get involved in getting help for military personnel that have PTSD and men and women in civilian life who have traumatic brain injury, and they're looking for a remedy to help take care of it. That's what my show is tomorrow. Thank you, Don.
All right, Drew. Thank you. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and tonight's guest, Drew Malone Raines III. Want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting the show either live or in an archive. And over at BBS Radio, Seth Hendrick on the sound, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join us tomorrow night when my special guest will be scientist inventor Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.